What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Angelakos Show. As always, this is where we cut through all the fluff and get to the real work of growth. I'm your host, Lucas Angelakos. As you might know, I'm one of Sydney's fastest growing sales agents. I'm also an MMA fighter, and I'm someone who refuses to live a mediocre life. If you're here, you probably also want to be great, and you're willing to do what it takes to be great. And that's awesome, because hey, you know what? Most people, they say they want to be great. They say they want a big life. They say they want to achieve, you know, massive goals, and really, they don't want to put the work in. They want it to come to them easy. And as you all know, nothing comes easy in life. So it's good that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about self-belief, and more importantly, in my opinion, why you don't need it right away. Yes, you heard me, and everyone's always talking on the internet. Everyone's always talking about, hey, just, you know, believe in yourself. This feel good nonsense, in my opinion. You need to believe in yourself and you can achieve anything. But what happens if you don't really believe in yourself at first? What if you don't have that confidence? Are you doomed? Does it mean that you could just set up for failure? No, it means, in my opinion, that you're just a normal human being. And here's the truth. In my opinion, self-belief is not something that you always start with. It's something that is built over time. Most people have it backwards. They think, hey, I'm going to take action once I believe in myself. Once this happens, when X happens, I'll do Y. Right? But that's a distortion. That's like saying, hey, once I'm fit, I'll go to the gym. But really, getting fit comes from going to the gym. Not the other way around. So if you're starting something new, whether it's a business, a new skill, a fitness journey, leveling up your mindset by listening to this podcast, you're not going to really believe in yourself at first. And if you do, that's great. Hey, maybe you're better than all of us, and maybe you're great. And honestly, that's really good if you start off with that strong self-belief. That's really awesome. All right. However, for everyone else, you don't believe in yourself because you don't have any proof yet. You got no wins. You got no momentum. You got nothing to look back and say, hey, I did that. Come on, let's keep on going forward. You don't have any of that. And that's okay, because again, belief doesn't come first. Actions come first. So you don't build confidence by sitting down waiting to feel ready. You build it by doing, even when you don't believe. Even when you're doubting yourself, even when you might have imposter syndrome, you take the first step. Maybe it sucks a little bit. Maybe you're going to fail. Maybe you feel like a bit of an idiot. But then you take another step and another. And hey, all of a sudden, you don't hit a home run. You start seeing small wins. You start proving to yourself that, hey, maybe I can do this. Maybe I am capable of this. And that, in my opinion, is how belief starts. Now listen, there's something even more important than belief. And that's where your faith comes in. You see, belief, that's built over small win after small win after small win, and that's built over time. However, faith, that's what carries you to do the actions when you have nothing else. Faith is deciding that you're going to do it, even if I don't have any proof yet. You're still moving forward. That's having faith. Faith is trusting that if you just keep showing up and just taking action day after day, if you just keep on pushing, something will happen. And I'm going to be real. This is where a lot of people, in my opinion, fall off. Because they don't have the belief to start off with, right? And they don't have faith either. So they either never start, or they do it for a couple of weeks and then they quit before the results come. But let me tell you something, faith is powerful. And Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And he wasn't talking about just miracles. He was talking about life, because faith is what gets you through when you have no belief yet, when you're just starting out. Your faith. Faith is what makes you say, hey, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know when I'm going to do it. But I know if I keep moving forward, if I keep doing these daily actions, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. And look at some of the most successful people from the past. Look at the Stoics. They weren't about wishful thinking. They were about discipline. They were about action. They were about trusting the process with their faith. Marcus Aurelius said, you have power over your mind, not outside events. You realize this and you will find strength. No one has power over you. Whatever your circumstances are, and I can relate this back to my career. A lot of people, when they can't make a decision because they give their power away to circumstances, they blame others. Hey, I don't have enough money to get this. My circumstances. This isn't the right time. This isn't a good fit. They're giving their power to circumstances. Or, hey, I need to talk to my partner. I need to get permission from this person. Right? They're giving their power away to others, but they're not owning their power. So, again, even when things look uncertain, if you understand that you have power over your mind and you're responsible for yourself and not outside events, once you've given yourself that power, right, mixed with a bit of faith and you move forward and you know that your job is to do nothing but to just keep on moving forward, that's when things start to change. Epictetus said, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Give yourself the power, take the action. You don't have to wait until you feel like a champion to train like a champion. You train like a champion first, and then one day you'll wake up and you'll be like, hey, I've become exactly that. So again, you don't have to believe in yourself straight away, but you need to have faith and you need to take action. So stop waiting for belief to magically show up at your doorstep before you start something. It's not how it works. You take action without belief. Keep showing up, keep pushing, and over time, belief will come. Confidence will come. Results will come. Success will come. But only if you keep on moving forward. There's three things that can happen. You do the result, you get small wins, you move forward, you get to where you want to be. You don't do anything, you don't get the result. Or you take action, you move forward, you don't get exactly at where you planned out to be, but hey, you're still miles ahead of where you would have been if you didn't take any action. The only thing that guarantees failure is not taking that first step. So here's a challenge for you right now, today. I want you to take action. Something you've been maybe hesitating on. Starting a business, going to the gym, making a call, sending that email, putting yourself out there. Whatever it is, I don't know. Even if you don't believe in yourself yet, just take an action. Take a positive step forward. Belief is coming, but only if you start now. That's it for this episode. If you hit the share button, I will really appreciate it. Send it to someone that needs to hear it. And most importantly, don't forget, take action. I'll see you next time. Only if you're going to put into work. Stay strong, stay faithful, and hey, let's go and get it.